Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 230 for Monday, January 19th. I'm Dave Sims. Canola futures on the ICE Canada trading platform were lower Monday in choppy thin volume trading. Markets in the U.S. were closed for the Martin Luther King holiday. Canola values were generally $1.60 to $2.80 below unchanged. The March contract was $449 per ton, while the most active May contract sat at $443.90 per ton. For the most part, activity on the charts was confined to a narrow range as values didn't stray more than a dollar or to either way. Malaysian palm oil was under pressure, which weighed on values. The large South American soybean crop, which is due to be harvested soon, was bearish for prices, while the Canadian dollar was slightly higher against its American counterpart. However, European rapeseed futures were slightly stronger, which helped to underpin the market, while the closure of the U.S. soy market kept canola values within their consolidation pattern and limited the losses. Milling wheat, Ben Durham, were untraded and unchanged, while 25 barley contracts were traded. As previously mentioned, the U.S. markets were closed for the holiday. Moving forward, however, traders will be monitoring U.S. soybean exports carefully. On Friday, the USDA announced that a shipment of 285,000 tons was canceled from China. The weather in Argentina is favorable right now for soybean development, while the situation is a little more cloudy in Brazil. Hot temperatures and little rainfall is scheduled over the next 5 days, which should deplete soil moisture as the beans go through their critical filling stage. Still, Brazil is expecting a very large crop. Corn has been higher on fund and commercial buying recently. Just a few days ago, a group of unknown buyers purchased 101,000 tons of U.S. corn. Tomorrow's trading session will be hard to predict as the market seems to be looking for a new direction. The main bearish factor facing corn is the strength of the U.S. dollar, which makes corn less attractive on the international stage. U.S. wheat prices are also facing pressure from the currency. Export demand for U.S. wheat is slow right now. The price of wheat in Russia is much cheaper lately as a result of that government's decision to limit exports. Jordan is reportedly shopping around for 100,000 tons of wheat. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, January 19th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.